looks like I've got a sheaf of notes, but it's because I picked up too much. Just for a few minutes this evening, we're going to think together about prayer around the theme of Thy Kingdom Come. And I hope this is going to be really encouraging for us as we prepare to really engage in prayer together. I want to read from Matthew chapter 6 and the familiar words of the Lord's Prayer. We'll pick it up from verse 9. The Lord Jesus says, "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Thinking about that phrase, "Thy kingdom come," and also just thinking a little bit about the very first phrase, "Our Father in heaven." There's a quotation that's coming up on the screen. It's from Martin Luther, the Reformer. "To be a Christian without prayer is no more possible than to be alive without breathing." We had it there for a second, and then it disappeared. We struggle sometimes, though, don't we? We recognize, I think, that the truth of that, and that, yeah, prayer is so important. It is the Christian's vital breath, and yeah, we resonate with that. And yet sometimes we struggle. We struggle with prayer. We don't need to do this, but I could. Let's put it in a negative. Is there someone here who doesn't struggle with prayer? Yeah. I'm not surprised that we don't put our hands up, because sometimes prayer is difficult. And we recognize that sometimes, because it's spiritual warfare, it's going to be tough and it's going to be a struggle. But actually, there are some things here which can really open up prayer for us and to wet our hearts and just encourage us to engage again in this wonderful adventure that is prayer. And so, first of all, just some few things about this phrase, "Our Father in heaven." And it's an amazing thing. It would have been a huge shock to people of Jesus' day to hear this. It was shock enough for Jesus to pray to his Father himself. We accept Jesus, and as we believe in him as God's Son, then, of course, this isn't surprising to us. But when Jesus says this, he's not saying, "This is how I pray." He's saying, "This is how you should pray as Christian disciples." And that's a staggering thing, to address God as Father. And standing behind the Greek word pater is the Aramaic word Abba. And as many of you probably know, it's a very intimate word. It's sometimes translated dad or daddy. There can be a bit of controversy about that. But for sure, it is the sort of word that would have been used for with a child running to their father. And there is that sense of huge encouragement and that great privilege that we have to come to God, the Almighty God, the Holy One, in this way. We, you and I, can pray "Our Father." And we can pray that because of Jesus, because he invites us to pray in that way, because through his life and death and resurrection, he has opened a way into the very presence of God. I just find that hugely encouraging and liberating. And the new and living way which he has opened up always remains open. I remember many years ago sitting in the car with a cassette tape on of the great Welsh preacher Martin Lloyd-Jones, and he was preaching on Hebrews 10 and the new and living way. And I reckon it was probably from maybe about 1961, 1962. The tape was crackly, but it was audible. And it was just at the time when in the UK new motorways were being built. Probably got two or three which had been built by that point. And he was saying, these wonderful motorways, you know, they're so fast. It's like the new and living way. You can just speed through straight to your destination. And it's one of those surreal moments, because I was on the M25 and we were absolutely stationary. We were going nowhere, and the new and living way had got rather blocked up. And sometimes we can think that. You know, can we really come into God's presence? Can we really say, our Father, has Jesus really made the way? And these words reassure us. This is how you should pray, our Father. So be encouraged as we come, depending on the grace of God, depending on what Jesus has done, we can pray. And be encouraged as well that God answers prayer. Prayer is a great privilege that is open to us. It's this wonderful opportunity, this wonderful gift that God has given to us. And we know if we pray our Father that God, our Father, will hear us because he's a good heavenly Father. But can he respond? Can he answer? Can he do, as the scriptures put it, more than we ask or imagine or even think? Well, he is our Father in heaven. And if he's our Father in heaven, then he has all power and glory. And so it's not only that he hears us, he also is able to answer our prayers in power. Phrase that I've put on the screen. He's not only more than willing, but he's also more than able to answer our prayers. And so there is privilege, so there is power, and so also there is a priority in praying God's kingdom. The phrase that is at the heart of the Lord's Prayer, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There is a real priority there to pray that. You'll notice how Jesus sets out this pattern prayer. Yes, we do pray for daily bread. Certainly we confess our sins. We have an approach to spoken prayer where we come to God and we lay before him what's on our hearts, including personal need. But very often, and I know that I do this, I come to God with a list, and the list is mainly about me, and I don't pray kingdom prayers. But here the encouragement is to prioritize God's kingdom. It's God's kingdom first. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does it mean to pray God's kingdom? There's some hugely helpful material on the Thy Kingdom Come website where Pete Gregg and Nikki Gumbel and others talk about this. And basically it is praying for God's rule and reign to be made known perfectly on earth as it is in heaven. God's rule and reign in people's hearts, men and women, boys and girls, turning to God in repentance and faith and bowing the knee before him and receiving the living water of the Holy Spirit and just being soaked through with love and joy and peace and knowing the power of God in their lives. That's God's kingdom coming. And we want to pray for that as we come to God in prayer in a moment. As people are transformed, so communities are transformed. So communities are blessed with mercy and grace. So God's justice begins to rule and reign. The vision that the Bible gives us is of a transformed world, a new heavens and a new earth, where God's kingdom is perfectly realized, where heaven and earth come together. And that won't happen in its completeness until Jesus comes again. But all over the world, right now, God's kingdom is growing. And we are called to see what God is doing and to get on board with that, to engage not with a mission that we're somehow generating ourselves, but with God's mission in God's way, praying and working. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And sometimes we get a bit confused because we pray and God doesn't seem to answer in the way that we hope or want, at least not in the time that we want. And we all experience that, don't we? And we struggle. And yet, reflecting on the theme of the kingdom, maybe there is a little clue here. Because we think about Jesus as king, and we think about him having all power, but he doesn't exercise that power as a worldly power might do. I love the little picture on the screen. Another King Jesus and the crown of thorns. That is a crown that is placed on his head as he prepares to go to the cross. He is the king, he is all powerful, but he is the crucified king. He shows his power and strength in weakness, and he calls us to follow him, making ourselves vulnerable, reaching out to the broken, loving the least and the lost. And as we do that, as we touch a broken and hurting world, there is going to be pain and confusion. And as we touch people's wounds, then because those wounds so often are open, then they may well lash out, even though the touch is a touch of love. And so kingdom prayers are not prayers for everything to go swimmingly well. They're not prayers for everything to be comfortable and easy. And they're not prayers for God just to sort of zap everything and everything suddenly is okay, because God's kingdom is growing in quiet ways, absolutely in spectacular ways, in miraculous ways, as God breaks in and just overturns stuff, but also sometimes through the storm. We think perhaps of ourselves in a boat in a storm, and it's tossing and turning, and we're seeking to do God's kingdom work, but it's really, really rough. And sometimes God comes and he calms the storm, as Jesus did. Sometimes God comes and, a bit like a helicopter, he might come down and grab us and lift us out of the storm. But sometimes he gives us strength to endure in the storm. And it's as if the helicopter is hovering overhead and it doesn't come down for us, but Jesus by his Spirit comes to us and says, I'm going to be with you in the storm and I'll lead you through. Speaking personally, I've known all of those things. I've known things that I can only explain through an extraordinary, miraculous intervention, and God has just come and transformed a situation. Sometimes I've been taken away from something that was proving very difficult and perhaps harmful. But at other times, God has said, by my Spirit, I'm going to be with you in the storm. Maybe that's a word for you personally, as well as a word as we engage in kingdom prayer together. One final thing before I hand over. Pete Gregg, the founder of the 24/7 prayer movement, his picture is coming up on the screen. I like Pete Gregg, and I quoted from him very briefly this morning. And this is the full quote. It's actually, I've edited it very slightly, so it's about three quarters of the full quote. But he talks about thy kingdom come, and he talks about his passion for Jesus. This is what he says. Can I be honest with you? I'm actually not that into prayer. It's Jesus I'm into, and so we talk. I don't believe in the power of prayer. I believe in the power of God. So I ask for his help a lot. I'm not into evangelism. I hate evangelism. I'm into Jesus. So I talk to people about him. I'm not into social justice. I'm into Jesus. So I find myself picking fights with his enemies. I'm not into worship. All those soft rock songs. I want to pause for a moment here and say I love the worship this evening. And actually, I love the worship songs that I sing. I actually hear this quite a lot. I agree with this quote. But actually, I love the songs that we sing. But maybe you identify with this. I don't know. All those soft rock songs over and over again. I'm into Jesus. So when I see him, I smile, I bow. And yes, okay, I admit that I sing quite a bit too. I'm not into church. Have you seen the state of it? But I'm into Jesus. So I like his people. They're a little weird, but hey, so am I. The vision is Jesus. I think that's very, very powerful. Jesus is the heart of it all. It's his kingdom. And yeah, we want to do church together. Yeah, we want to pray together. Yeah, we want to worship. Yeah, we want to do evangelism. But if we do those things sort of as ends into themselves, they become dry and they become difficult. But if we are overflowing with the life of Jesus, if we are focused on him, if we love him, if we're abiding in him, yeah, it's still going to be tough because it's spiritual warfare and our world is messy and it's just stuff goes on and it's really hard. And yet, with Jesus, with him at the heart, with him at the center, then we can do those things and we just sense that it's different because it's his kingdom. He calls us to join with him. Not least joining with him as we go out and as we pray for people that he loves and for a community that he loves deeply. Just going to pause for a moment and I'll lead us in a short prayer and then Anne is going to come up. Lord, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for the extraordinary privilege of prayer. Thank you that it's powerful as well, that prayer works. And thank you for this amazing priority in prayer of praying your kingdom. Lord, help us tonight to have Jesus at the center. Lord, you are our King. We love you. We want to see you glorified, not just in our worship and our praise, not just in our churches, not just in the churches in Headingley, but throughout this community. Be high and lifted up, O Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.